Welcome. You're listening to the Empath Intuitive Heart-Driven Podcast with Megan Jean. Here we explore the realm of energy, intuition, and feelings. We learn how to navigate our path, feel empowered to be who we are, expand our intuition, and connect peacefully to our purpose. If you've ever been called sensitive, if you've ever struggled with the fact that you don't do normal, or you're craving the support to tap into your soul and step out into the world as your true self, then this healing and expansive podcast is for you. Hello, hello, and welcome to today's episode. Megan Jean here. Wow, today is actually a little bit of a, little bit about my story, that's for sure, but some truths, some things to ponder, some new lenses to see things through, you know? I feel like I'm sharing a bunch of stories, a bunch of analogies as usual, but I guess I was just inspired because it felt like it wanted to come through that, you know, like, where do you get started? What is your starting point when you really feel like you want to open up? Maybe the aim of sharing that very first notion of where this awakening began for me is a vehicle to share that one point that I wish I knew back then, and that was surrender. This is an episode that largely centers around surrender, but it's also, we talk a little bit about embracing the signs that come to you, and I share a little bit about what I've been really like taking on and embodying with the learnings that I am experiencing through studying mediumship. This is not an episode about mediumship per se, but just how much it's opened my eyes to the fact that we get guidance, or maybe we do experience signs, or maybe we do experience all of these things, but we are just scrambling to put some sort of logic to it. And maybe that's where the guidance loses the full magic that we could grasp from it, maybe. So please do enjoy today's episode about, you know, where do we begin? What do we do? And yes, hopefully there are some good little points to pop into your energetic toolbox to ponder on, to journal through, and see what happens. Surrender, surrender to the messages. Here we go. Today's episode of the Empath Intuitive Heart-Driven Podcast is brought to you by my crystal clear card reading sessions. It's a 45-minute experience to gain clarity and confirmations from your guides with oracle and tarot cards. Step out of the fog and experience crystal clear possibility. Know what's hidden. Explore what your heart is trying to tell you. It's for all of life's questions, specific or expansive. So book your loving, empowering, and healing session with me today via the Book Now section on my website at meganjean.com, and we shall help you open up to the confirmations, the clarity, and expansion that your soul is yearning for, plus guide you through the energies that are available to you right now. Your time, your healing, your crystal clear session with Megan Jean. Book today.
Mm-hmm.
when a podcast episode comes up, like a topic in my mind, and I just think, oh gosh, okay, something's going to be channeled. Something needs to come through right now. That's fine. No problems. So the words, just where do I begin? Just keep pounding around in my head. And oh my goodness. I'm sure that if you are listening to this podcast, you may have a rough idea where your intuition is taking you, where life is going. Maybe, maybe, or maybe you don't. And the thing is, if you don't and you find things like this, you know, really embrace the fact that you've been led to some form of information. I mean, I cannot tell you how many times I am needing help with something, open myself up, and then there's a post on social media or someone says something to me. In fact, just the other day, my husband, he was like, oh my God. I mean, he's been running his business for about 7 years now. And anyone who runs a business, you know that you've constantly got to pick yourself up, get motivated. And I mean, I'm only coming from the lens of being in that running your own business space for quite some time now. I'm sure it's just the same if you are, you know, working your job or being at home with children or whatever, whatever it is. We constantly go through the ebbs and the flows of being motivated and picking ourselves up, getting ourselves out of bed and trying to enjoy our life daily. But, you know, for him, it was so funny because, you know, we go through these moments where you're just like, oh my gosh, I feel like what I'm doing is not working. For him, it wasn't necessarily him saying it's not working, but it was just like, when does it tick over and I go up another level? Because I'm trying and I'm trying and I'm trying and I'm doing things every single day. He said something like, if I, you know, knew that I had to keep going at this level forever, I mean, I'd stop right now. But I have faith that I'm going to keep going and I'm going to keep doing it. You know, we all have those moments. Am I doing the right thing? And then you'll know if you're doing the right thing or if you're on the right path because something in you says, no, 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 keep going. Keep going. And that's what he said. He said, just, I know it's about, you know, keep going. So here we are then. Off we go to the shops. It's late in the afternoon. We tried to go to this cafe. We were at the, you know, the local big shopping center, Fountain Gate. Anyone who's ever seen a Kath and Kim, you know, Fountain Gate was Fountain Lakes, but then again, they filmed it at a different shopping center. So anyways, so we went to this little cafe and, well, we tried one and no, they didn't have what we wanted. We found ourselves down at another one. We sat in the cafe and there was a chalkboard with a written quote on it. And this is what I love about receiving signs, right? Receiving information, because you know it's for you. When you go, that is actually not only answering my question, but it's using the same language that I used. This chalkboard, this quote read, "Success is the sum of small efforts being repeated day in and day out." Quoted by Robert Collier. I took a photo of it. And I just looked at him and I said, is that not your guides just giving you comfort right there? You said, oh, I'm doing the same thing day in, day out. I am trying to stay motivated, you know, all of those things. And you have not only been given cover, but it is using your language right there. Couldn't believe it. Could not believe it. And I love those things. And you know what? If you actually ever have anything like that, a story like that, please DM me. I love I love hearing about these times where spirit is like, here I am. And you're like, yes, undoubtedly. Would he even have noticed if I wasn't there to point it out? You know, that's another question. Because whilst sometimes our guidance comes through on a billboard, or in this case, on a chalkboard, other times it doesn't. I've been learning about mediumship of late. You will have heard me talk a little bit about that if you are a part of the Empath Intuitive Heart Driven group on Facebook, or if you follow my Instagram, or, you know, those kind of spaces. I know I've been talking about it via lives and stuff. And recently I was doing a live about the fact that information that comes through intuitively when you are reading someone in like a mediumship reading, this is very new to me, by the way. No need to contact me to do a mediumship reading for you because, yeah, I'm playing with this. I am trying to compute what it all means for me in the long term, but it is very interesting. Oh my goodness. So information comes through and we are told by our mentor, Ben Eden, is who I'm working with, absolute amazing guy. We're told to allow the information to come through and just spit it out and not let our mind get in the way of interpreting what needs to be said. And the key takeaway I'm learning more and more as I do this process and stuff it up, let's be honest, is that you easily do interpret and then try and put your human spin on things. So there's times where I have received information for the client I'm working with and I have tossed it for various reasons, mostly because I'm like, oh, come on. No, we're not having the granny that knits. Don't show me a ball of yarn. And, you know, I'm not giving someone that reading and going, it's a grandma with a ball of yarn. You know, stuff like that. There was a time I was speaking about this in one of my lives, you know, that I was shown, you know, like a workshop, grease, you know, a motorbike, and then I'm turning it into something. I'm like, oh, well, obviously, you know, I'm going, well, it, you know, it's a mechanic, but that didn't actually drop in. It was my human brain twisting it, trying to make sense of it, choosing whether I went down a certain path or not, and just blocking what was coming through. Going back to the ball of yarn, I was an idiot because the client actually said, it was the first thing that came through. I didn't mention it because I'm like, no, we're not doing the granny with the ball of yarn, with the knitting. And she was like, oh my gosh, she was known for her knitting, like known for it. And I was like, damn it. But what I'm getting at with these few little stories shared is how often do we ignore the signs or get a little bit of help from our guides that are guiding us, you know, that are leading us to the next steps, the next breadcrumbs. And we intellectualize it and we try and make sense of it. We let doubt, fear get in the way, and then we just don't go there, you know, or we look for outside opinion from other people, and they, with the best of intentions, surely, or you've got to be open to the fact that sometimes people are coming from their lenses. It's not the best. I can tell you right now, my mother, my Catholic mother, never wanted to see a psychic or a medium or anything to that effect in her life. there are stories I could tell you, I'm not going to today, where, you know, if someone revealed their psychic side, she didn't see them anymore, you know? So you can imagine her lens for the type of work that I do in the world, for the, you know, and even for me just recently saying, and I must admit, I was a bit like, oh my God, she's going to flip over this he, as a child would do. I was like, hey, Mom, I'm learning how to be a medium. And her immediate response was, oh my goodness, aren't you scared you're going to channel bad spirits? And I'm like, oh my gosh. That's her lens. And that is her love for me. And easily that could be something that I consider, right? I'm very, very passionate and very comfortable with my level of psychic protection that I perform every single day. So I got this. But how often do you throw out, discount, or not pick up those little gems that your guides show you because you let human life or your brain or your logic get in the way, pop its lens on top, and end up almost like a Chinese whispers scenario, right? A Chinese whispers scenario, that means you don't necessarily allow the right essence to come through. You let it stress you out, you let it take you down different paths, all those things. Now, I know this was a podcast about where do I begin, right? And so with all of that that I just said, oh my God, I promise you that surrender is the biggest thing that comes into play when we are asking for help, when we are asking for guidance. And especially if you are at that very first point in your journey where you are like, what am I doing? Where am I going? And, you know, this isn't something that we have as a big moment either. You know, it's right down to the micro bits and pieces of the day. I mean, you can easily feel some form of, you know, changes needed. I need a better system. I need to tackle that better. Tomorrow I'm not going to get up as late and rush the kids to school like I did today. Maybe that's a real life example. But surrender, guys. I know I speak about trusting yourself and letting go. I think it's episode, 4 of the podcast, maybe. Go back and just check the back catalogue. I'm now getting to a point where I don't even remember what went where. But surrendering and letting go is something that I wish I knew right back at the beginning. Surrender is not an easy thing though, right? I mean, there are things that we want in life and you get told, you know, when you stop thinking about it, it will happen. When you let go, it'll come to you. And it's not that easy. It's the same thought of don't think of a purple elephant. I know that all of you listening right now, your mind's eye just went like and thought of a purple elephant. It's a whole thing. So it's like, don't think about it. It's like, but I am. Just surrender. Just let go. Just trust that everything's going to work out. You know, I was talking with Ben Eden, who I just mentioned before, my medium coach, I guess. But also he helps me. I know I've mentioned him before on the podcast, haven't I? Helps me with some subconscious recoding as well. Very important to getting rid of limiting beliefs. I do speak about limiting beliefs in maybe episode 9, subconscious beliefs. He was saying the other day that if you want something, you have to imagine you've already got it. And he was talking to me about something that I definitely do not even have a skerrick of at the moment. And I was like, say what? What the? What are you talking about? Oh my goodness. So there is such mastery in all of these things that I'm speaking about. And I really want you to know that the more that you surrender, the more that you're opening to surrender, I mean, even to say to your guides, please just help me to surrender. Help me to take away these thoughts. Help me to release all of this control that I keep doing all the time. Be open to it and it will come. It's not going to come like now, Christ. You think it's just going to happen now? Nothing happens like that. But you will see the things. You will see the signs. Maybe you'll be sitting in a cafe as well and you will see the signs literally on a chalkboard in front of you. Oh my goodness. I'm going to post that photo actually on my socials. So, based on when you're listening to this, hopefully it's not too far down in the feed. But, you know, my journey to getting to this point definitely has been full of moments where I have been trying to control everything. You know, some of even the big things that I was led towards, that I fought for, that I struggled hard to get, and with hindsight, you know, I don't even know what to call it. I know that when we've got the fool energy, you know, the fool from tarot, we are someone that has no idea what we're in for. We are full of hope. We are full of possibility and we will give anything a try. Like I've been there. I've been there so many times. And then I don't know what part in the tarot you would call like this time now. I'm trying to think. But this is more me at a point where it's like, oh no, I've been there and I've done that. And you just be careful, okay? Oh my God, I'm trying to think. What, the Hierophant? Justice? I don't even know. So I would say that going back to the beginning of when I really started my awakening and I started to see life more and more through this lens of being guided, having a purpose, opening up to my gifts, being willing to learn my lessons and all of that, I definitely wasn't in any form of an evolved place whatsoever. I mean, if you go back and listen to last week's episode with Karsha Burke, Understanding Your Soul's Path Through Past Lives. I think that's what it was called. Oh, God. Oh, it was very interesting to see how someone like Karsha Burke actually had no idea that she was destined to be doing this soul-led, you know, this spirit-driven type of work. And I was the same. I was actually at a point in my life where I was just, you know, where next? What do I do? Holding tons of wounds, you know, all these things to work through. Oh, gosh, lots of unresolved healing that needed to be done, that's for sure. But I just had my kids, you know, and I think based on, you know, maybe it's Hollywood, maybe I don't even know what it is. I think, I don't know if you relate to this, but it's like you go through school and you finish and you try and find your career and you try and establish yourself and you try and find yourself some sort of relationship. I mean, it was real textbook stuff going through my mind. Hopefully you're not the same, because I think it's a bit too cookie cutter, to be honest. And I always pride myself of being someone rebellious. But, you know, find the man, settle down, get the house, do all that kind of stuff and have the marriage, have the kids, whatever that looks like for you, you know. And then bloody what? What? What next? Just looking around my life, I was so stressed, my goodness, anxiety, always just a daily thing. Ooh, God, just thinking what is going on. I mean, it was tough times because I did have two, like a baby and a toddler, basically. Like, they were just like, bam, bam. I had my kids within 16 months of each other. Not planned that way, but it was hectic. And so here I was. I was actually back working the job that I left prior to having my first baby. I mean, I still absolutely love the beauty industry. I sort of did a little stint in the banking world, in the contact center for a bit there, just for a job that was like, go clock in, clock out, don't have to worry about it, you know, ease peas, nothing too strenuous, still go home and be a mum when I get there. So I went back to my former job and I did like it. I love a challenge, you know. So back with the skincare, back with the sales side of things, back teaching the things I loved at the time. But even that was starting to feel like, you know, there must be more. There must be more. So I was stressed out. And my husband said to me, this random moment in time, and he was really scared about it, actually. He was kind of like coming at me like a, you know, dog with the tail between the legs kind of vibes, like, hey, I just want to throw something at you. Don't get mad at this. And I was like, what? What is it? Lay it on me. And he was like, oh, look, I was just going to say, like, do you want to go away by yourself for a weekend? And, you know, step back, expecting me to be like, what are you talking about? But I was like, what? And then I went, oh, okay, yeah, that sounds like a really good idea, actually. I would really love that. So I did. I scheduled myself a little B&B out in the Dandenongs, which is not too far from where I live. But my goodness, the Dandenong Ranges in Victoria and Melbourne where I live, oh my God. You just drive up there for like a second and you're like, where am I? I'm in a different planet. I mean, trees. Oh my God. They are just ancient trees. So tall, thick bushland, the hills, gorgeous, you know. Oh, can't describe it. Can't describe it. So beautiful. So as I was traveling there, I finished work. I popped into a bookshop on the way there and I just thought, yeah, I'll get myself some books and I'm just going to do whatever. I'd scheduled in like a Reiki healing session because, you know, I wanted something different. I knew that there was an amazing shop up there full of crystals and woo-woo stuff, which I'd been before. I love that shop. I wasn't quite into things like I am now though, keep in mind. So I knew I'd go there. I knew that, you know, maybe I could get a reading done or something. It was just going to be a real chill self-care type vibe. Grab myself a pizza, maybe a bottle of wine and just do nothing. So in this bookshop, I went to the self-help section, like the personal development section. And I don't know, like maybe it was part and part that and part woo-woo. I found this book that said Making Life Easy by Dr. Christiane Northrup. Now, I swear to God, I would have talked about Dr. Christiane Northrup on this podcast because seriously, that was the moment where I got that. I got another book, The Power of the Heart. Oh my goodness, I can't even tell you who wrote that. But there's a whole doco and everything about it. Got a few of those. And I went up to the Dandenongs. I honestly read that book over the weekend, over those 3 days that I was away. And I don't read books like that. And I think the title of the story was the book. Sorry, it wasn't a story. It was a, you know, self-help, nonfiction. It was obviously pivotal. It was obviously what I was looking for. I needed to make life easy. I really did. And surprisingly, this book was full of like a selection. It was like a smorgasbord of things that just help you get in touch with who you are. A little bit of woo-woo, a little bit of hard truths, a little bit of, you know, who's sapping your energy. I mean, I was really attracted to the fact that she had a lot to say about energy vampires and being taken advantage of and stuff like that. But oh my Lord, it was so beautiful. And it was just scratching the surface, right? Because I really did. I felt like, what am I doing? I'm not in integrity with who I am. I know I can help so many more people. I'm just not getting that kind of impact that I'm getting right now. I know a lot of us go through that part as a parent where you're just like, I am more than a mum. I used to be more than a mum. But I was also going through that moment of like, I also used to be more than just, I don't know, like a beauty therapist. I mean, now I'm a teacher. I don't know. I'm more than all of this. But what does that mean? You know? Being in that moment, I looked at this book, I looked at this author, and I went off and realized, okay, Hay House Publishing, what's the go there? She may or may not have mentioned the fact that she had like a radio spot on Hay House Radio. So, you know, it was a stage where, yay, digital radio was available. But I didn't really quite understand, like, oh, wow, you know, you can listen to digital radio. It wasn't even like podcasts that were on my radar at the time. So I started listening to Hay House Radio. And that was the moment that, you know, I found obviously what she was talking about. I reconnected with, at the time, this is, when was it? I don't know, 2016 or something. I was like, oh my gosh, Doreen Virtue is on this radio station. This is so cool. It was just before she had her whatever the hell happened to her and denounced the entire new age. Oh God. But I found Radley Valentine in amongst her stuff. And, you know, I feel like a lot of the people on the programs, you know, I knew who I wanted to listen to. Esther and Jerry Hicks. My goodness. The whole Abraham Hicks situation. Listening to snippets of Louise Hay. In fact, it was around that time when I got onto Hay House Radio that Louise Hay passed away within that time. So I wasn't quite there with just how phenomenal Louise Hay was, but my goodness, what a sense of sorrow and celebration for this woman. And as well as that, as you know, I feel called to say, guys, that Louise Hay started Hay House and this work, you know, later in life. She wasn't doing this stuff from her teens and her 20s or even her 30s. If I'm right or wrong, don't quote me, but it may have been her 50s or 60s where she finally like really got into this whole publishing side of things and doing her thing. And like, yeah, so that gives us all hope that you are never too late to find what it is that you are here to do. But there was a lot of stuff that came up to help me heal. And it was right back at the beginning where I suddenly thought, nah, you know, I'm going to do something with my life. I'm going to go there and, you know, I'm going to take some chances. And I swear the opportunity to run my own business would have come up not that long after that. And there was a sense of following what I was being guided to do, but also then, yeah, it's like the universe was like, all right, if you are willing to go there, Megan, we will give you the opportunities to really fast track your growth. I must have signed up to that as a soul contract. at some stage because it was like, yay, I'm getting all these opportunities. The business came up. Boy, oh boy, was that a slog to get, you know, I was scrambling to get finance for that and not knowing if that was going to happen. And then when it did happen, oh my goodness, it was like the 20th of December. So it's like, nobody's going to want to write up sales contracts. Nobody's going to want to do like change of lease documents right now. Everyone's going on bloody holidays. So, you know, finances needed to go through. Everything needed to go through so quickly. And I'd aligned myself in ways, you know, with certain forces within the business to start off with that, yeah, that went on to teach me some big bloody lessons. Let's just put it that way. The fool energy that I had definitely did allow me to fall off that cliff. It always depends on how you read that card when that comes up in your tarot. Oh my God. But yeah, lots was going on. There was, you know, even that sort of dynamic of having children, you know, relying on people to help you, being someone that doesn't really want to rely on help of others, but we needed it. And oh God, you know, just so much wounded, you know, unhealed stuff was coming up left, right, and center. And, you know, I had to go down a path as well of like really obviously, I mean, I think about it now, it's not to be harsh on myself, but just to like stuff things up big time. And be like at a point where you're sort of backed into a corner and thinking, oh my God, I need to control my way out of this, aligning with certain people along the way that just were so unaligned and letting it get to the point where I really, really felt it, you know, really went through that dark night of the soul, turned to ash, you know, reemerge as the phoenix. Oh my God, she's getting so, you know, esoteric and biblical here. Oh my gosh. That is definitely like what led to other things that led to right now, which is amazing, right? But where it all began, it was just that sense of feeling like I know I'm here for more. I don't feel like I am normal. I don't feel like I am meant to do things the way that things are meant to be done. I've done the cookie cutter life to-do list. I've pretty much gotten to the end of it and now it's time to actually put my flavor on my life. But how the hell do I do it? That was the big kicker, right? So, my loves, I guess I just really wanted to bring that message yet again of surrendering and not being afraid to get to know yourself deeply. Yes, there may be that sense that's burning inside of you right now. Like, I do want to get to know myself deeply, and the universe will teach you these things with a little bit of signs and a little bit of guidance and things that you can tap into, you know, seeing those signs around you. When I went away on Lindy Jewell's healer's retreat, I swear one of the girls that was there was saying something about the feathers and the bricks and the boulders and the Mack trucks. You know, if we feel like things are coming up and the universe is trying to get our attention, it'll send feathers at first. And trust me, it is a much better thing to acknowledge the feathers that come in. Because if you don't, it'll throw a brick. You throw a brick through the window and that's going to bloody hurt, you know. It's not going to be good. And if you see that and go, whoa, okay, whoa, I've got a bit of mess to clean up here. At least if you get to that point, things don't go too crazy. But if you don't, it'll send the boulders, you know. Maybe the boulders I'm making up. Maybe it was straight to Mack truck, but, you know, let's just say things that are there road blocking you, real pains in the asses to get around, feeling quite enormous, quite heavy. But if you do not take that on board, there will be a Mack truck. Bam. Kablooey. Poo. And that is where, you know, you really do almost have that tower-like moment in your life from tarot, where it's like full crumbling, full building falling down, foundations are around you now to be rebuilt, rebuilding from those foundations. And you can avoid that for the most part if it's not in your life's plan to go that deep into turmoil and trauma. You know, you can generally avoid things when you are open to seeing the feathers, when you are allowing the bricks to be thrown, happy to get out your little dustpan, happy to clean things up and take note of what the signs are showing you. But there's also just that element of surrender and being open. And like I said, going right back to the beginning of the podcast, trying not to let your human mind, your logical mind, that purple elephant, pop into the situations too much and take you away from these gorgeous essences that are coming through. All you ever need to do, my loves, is pick up those breadcrumbs, those little markers, those little shiny, you know, crystals even, or whatever you want to think of it like, that your guides are giving you, that the universe is giving you. And just hold it and just say, okay, great, what next? That's all you have to do. Because the minute you hold up that crystal or that little breadcrumb and go, okay, well, you know, I better do X, Y, and Z. Yeah. It may take you as long as it's taken me to get to this point. But I don't regret anything, you know. I know that will to live life aligned and to embrace the fact that I don't, yeah, as I say in the podcast, I don't do normal. And a lot of feeling like, you know, people are going to judge, people are going to say bad things. I mean, yeah, that still does scare me on many levels, but it's not their life. It's my life. They're not the ones that go to bed every night in my skin. And I'll say this in a way that suits you. You know, they're not the ones that go to bed in your skin. They're not the ones that wake up in your body in the morning. They're not the ones that literally take every goddamn step that you take every single day. Their joy is not your joy. Their happiness is not your happiness. And the things that make them unique is not anywhere near the things that make you unique, you magical. So why on earth would their opinions be anything worth worrying about? They really wouldn't. So, where to start? Where does it all begin? I promise you, having the right means to guide yourself through these times are so important. I mean, this is why I am an avid fan of intuitive practices, but my goodness, I just love the idea that pulling oracle cards and tarot cards, my goodness, it is such comfort. I had a thought about this the other day when it comes to tarot and oracle, like why is it so much better? Because this is guidance from your soul. And just because it's a card, a tarot, an oracle, whatever it is, a symbol, a word, it doesn't matter. It is your hands shuffling the deck, pulling the card, and it's your guide's way of communicating with you. That's what they are. They're not evil. They're not bad spirits. Like, oh, thanks, Mum, you know. Nah, sorry, they are not. All of my decks get purified, bonded with my energy, completely protected. There is no nasty business coming through, none of this stuff. But it is so lovely that I get to seek guidance from myself. It's just the card is a means to allow that guidance to flow through. And it's not Mrs. Jones's, you know, opinion. It's not my parents' opinion. It's not anyone's. It is literally a direct portal to the guidance that is trying to get through to you anyways, that is trying to be shown on a chalkboard in a cafe somewhere. It's just a good way of doing it. If you want to know more about tarot and, you know, my whole stance on cards and card readings and stuff, go back and listen to episode 21, The Energy and Wisdom in Card Reading. I can't even remember what I share in there. Are you getting the sense that today's episode is just me like, I just have to share this shit and I am like, blah, 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 blah. I know that, but oh my God, I hope that you're feeling that there is some resonating moments in here. You have to start somewhere. And I'm not saying you go and have a weekend away by yourself. Like, your journey begins where it begins, right? These golden nuggets of information start coming through thick and fast when you ask for it. We got to ask. We need to be beings that feel comfortable to receive. I never like the word need, but you know what I mean. Just be open to receive. Surrender to what could be. And don't let your human mind get in the way too much of trying to make sense of what comes through. Yes, when we open ourselves up to living a heart-driven life, there are moments where you are told to leap and it is going to scare the pants off you. It will. But it is those moments where you look back and you go, freaking hell, how magic was that? I can't believe how scared I was, but how good was that? And if things are meant to be good, you know, if they are meant to happen for you, they will feel that way. And, you know, I look back on my whole, like, probably, you know, 5 years, 7 years, I guess, myself, you know, that have gone by, and things have just been so crazy. And there have been times where, you know, it's had me on my knees, but I also have the inner knowing to say that they were also magical moments that shape me and they shape you, right? So, where are you at right now? Where are you starting from? Yes, there's big moments where it's like, boom, this is the next trajectory of my life. But, you know, you get to experience that on micro levels every single day as well. If you practice the art of surrender after listening to today's episode, even, you know, for however long, my goodness, where is that going to lead you? Try and get your brain out of it and see if your heart actually has something to say. I promise you, it does. That was a trick question. It so does. Anything that can be brought forward to know, love, and accept yourself is a divine gift. And quite simply put, as I always say, by doing so, you get to embrace the magic that is you. And you're a freaking rock star, in my opinion. That's all I have to say about that. Ah, so join me for future episodes. Keep your eye out for when a new podcast episode drops next. I will see you next time. My name is Megan Jean, and please do go to the show notes. Do connect with me. Check out all of my different bits and pieces on socials known as Ms. Megan Jean. And you can find me at meganjean.com. I would love to help you in any way that I can. Check out all the sessions that I have on offer there, online or face-to-face. I do operate out of a few places around Melbourne in Berwick and Mount Evelyn at the moment when this podcast was recorded. So please, if you have any troubles and you want to connect with me for a face-to-face session or online, just DM me. Why not? Go to the source. You are worthy. See you next time, loves. Bye. I'm Megan Jean, and from the bottom of my heart, I truly thank you for joining me on the Empath, Intuitive, Heart-Driven podcast. You can find me at www.meganjean.com, and I'm known as @MsMeganJean on all social media. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, rate, review, share. It's going to help other people just like you find this beautiful, healing, energetic container. I look forward to speaking with you next time. Until then, embrace the magic that is you.